Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Cy Brown, and welcome to the Cy Brown Morning Show. I am so excited. We have a fantastic show for you today. Let me just first start by saying spring is in the air. I'm so happy the weather in New York City has gotten a little warmer. I'm just tired of a winter coat. So we've got the windows open. It's a wonderful spring day. And I can't be any happier than to have WNBA great Lisa Leslie joining us. I think I need a bell or a round of applause or something. Lisa, are you there with us?
Good morning, Cy. I am here.
Okay, can I just tell you, I've been hosting this show for 8 years. I have butterflies in my stomach right now.
Oh, you're so sweet. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm great. You don't even understand. Okay, my listeners know I'm a little, you know, team no filter. I'm 45 years old. And so I went to high school in New York City from 1985 to 1989, and I played ball all four years in high school when all you had to do was show up. They were like, okay, you want to be on the girls' basketball team? You're starting.
No, we all do our best. It's such an amazing sport, and I'm glad you participated, because I always say when young girls participate in sports, you're more likely to be successful. You understand that life is a competition and you're able to compete. You're more likely not to do drugs or get pregnant early. So I say kudos to you, Cy. I'm glad that you play.
Thank you.
And, you know, yeah, I think it's just such a positive thing for our young girls to play, because look at you now. Hey, you got your own show.
Wepa. You know, it's
That's
just,
awesome.
There's so much, you know, I know there's so much I want to talk with you about, but, we want to get to some really important points, but I just want to stress the importance of the lessons that I learned, camaraderie, teamwork, tenacity, never giving up. And, you know, I joke now that, you know, at that time, all you had to do was pretty much show up. But I can say honestly, by the time I was a senior, I was a captain of my team, and there was just this sense of responsibility that other people rely on you that I've carried into my adulthood. And so big shout out, this was before the WNBA, but big shout out to women like you who, you know, I've kind of watched you from afar, and so now to be able to have a conversation with you, this is like, you know, superb for me. But
well,
Cy,
I would tell you that you should get my second book, which is called From the Court to the Boardroom. You can go from thecourttotheboardroom.com to get it. But my book is really talking about what you just said, is taking those values that you learn through playing sports and really using that in the business world, to use those same ideas that to be competitive, to have teamwork and camaraderie, what it took to be a team player, but also a fierce player to want to have individual success. You take those same ideas and you apply them in business, and you really reignite yourself with it, and you rise. You reach out for these goals, and if you're not doing a job that you love right now, then you should write down what it is that you want to be doing and figure out and educate yourself and how you can transition to do a job that you love. And then reach is the other part of my book, and it's really about being a mentor. Sometimes we have to learn to empower other people, men and women, and just if you have the information, there's other people who may want to do the job that you're doing to help them, or someone may be doing the job that you want. So I think you'd really enjoy the book as well.
Well, you know, to everybody, we're going to put it up on the website, cybrownmorningshow.com, so you'll be able to get Lisa Leslie's new book. There'll be a link to Amazon, so please go right to the website after the show. We'll post it. But one question that's been burning in my heart is the balance of career and being a mom. You know, I've struggled with that. A lot of women that I deal with, you know, through the National Council of Women every day deal with that. What are two or three tips that you can share just about juggling our womanly or mom responsibilities and having a career and wanting to do it all, if that's even possible?
Yeah, I think the first thing is you just have to not feel so bad about when you don't get it all done. I think you really have to forgive yourself. It's not like, you know, we have to be everything to everybody and get it all done. But the other thing that I do is I really plan out my day. I'm very organized, and I think it takes organization, because you're dealing with your life, you know, your husband's life or your kid's life, and you're trying to stay in balance. And I don't know that you can necessarily stay in balance, but there has to be organization to it. Your goal is to have balance. And for me, I cook breakfast and lunch, I mean breakfast and dinner, at the same time just to really meal prep, having things prepared before my kids are hungry or my husband's hungry. And then, you know, you get them off of school, I go and do a workout. I get an hour in if I can. I'm on the women's tennis team. I'll play tennis. I come back at home. You know, you get cleaned up. I'm in the office for 3 hours, 4 hours before the kids come home. You know, working, doing emails, whatever job or interviews or, you know, conference calls I may have. Then by the time my kids get home, they're ready for a second lunch. They've already had lunch at like 11:30. They're hungry again, so food's ready for them to eat, you know, and I try to have healthy snacks for them and some sort of sandwich because they're now playing sports. My son is 7 and my daughter's 9, so to have them prepared, they need to fuel their bodies with a healthy choice. And again, we are our kids' first teachers to what healthy foods are. And so I feel like from a generational standpoint, we have to change their habits. So that's something that I try to make sure I focus on. And then the last thing is that, you know, some things just fall through the cracks. You just can't get it all done in one day.
Yeah.
But by the time I'm done with them and I get them in bed, I realize I still have a choice. By 8 o'clock, my kids are in bed. And, you know, I then have a choice of what I want to do with the rest of my night. And some of those nights are, you know, watching television. The other part of it could be back in the office to work on some of my projects.
You know, I think it's important for women to understand that you cannot do it all and you cannot have it all. Contrary to what you see on TV, you know, I had my children younger in life, so now my children are both adults, and now I feel like I have free rein to really run my life, but that balance, you know, I still struggle. You know, yesterday my son's girlfriend wasn't feeling well, so he needed the car. He had to go dash over there, but I had to cook dinner. So it's like your role of mom just never stops. And so I think it's about finding a balance and finding what works for your family.
Well, I do want
to
tell you
what works for your family.
Yeah, and for me, you know, I was really lucky. So I did the Celebrity Apprentice. I don't know if you saw that show. And,
I know.
That was so much hard work. But what I found is, you know, connecting with people and being your authentic self is so important. And sometimes you don't get things done. But the other thing was that out of that, at first I was like, oh, my God, this experience is just going to be a nightmare. But I got this relationship with Larissa's Kitchen, and I'm actually here on behalf of Larissa's Kitchen. So thanks for doing this interview. But I got here because
absolutely,
I got a chance to connect with a great brand that spoke to my brand. And so sometimes, you know, life can be difficult, but you have to find ways to find the positive in that. And so for me, I feel like, again, circling back to being a mom and being with my kids, giving them healthy meals and making healthy choices, I got a chance to connect with Larissa's Kitchen, and I really want to tell your audience to make sure when they are meal prepping or you're trying to find responsible choices, the fruits and vegetables are great if you need some protein. Again, my kids play sports, so I say, you know, it comes compact with 11 grams of protein. There's no added MSG. It's gluten-free. So Larissa's Kitchen is a brand that I would highly recommend for even moms on the go. Being prepared with my meals. So, you know, for me, it's like you can't, we sometimes expect so much of ourselves in this balance, but you also have to give to yourself. You have to fuel yourself to be able to run the race. You know, people always talk about how healthy I am. Like, I'm healthy because this is, you know, it's like you're in a game, but you're in a game of life, and you have to take care of yourself. And sometimes I think as moms, we forget to take care of ourselves too. So put yourself on that list.
I definitely will. And I want to share a little bit of information, just a sidebar as we start to wind down, about Larissa's Kitchen. You know, I went to her website. As soon as I found out this interview was going to happen, I went to the website. One of the things that I loved is that her beef is 100% grass-fed beef, and the chicken is raised without antibiotics, and it's gluten-free. We don't know what is going to happen in 10 years because of the food that we're ingesting right now. And so I share with my listeners all the time, eat as healthy as you can, as it works in your family's budget. But to eat chicken without antibiotics and grass-fed beef, little small things make such a huge difference. Why did you get involved with Larissa's Kitchen?
You know, really, for the same reason that you're talking about. But this is what I could tell you. Aside from reading all that, I was like, okay, that all sounds good. but it tastes good. So the flavors and each one of those,
good.
I love. My favorite one is the Korean barbecue beef. I just have to tell you that. But my son loves the Szechuan peppercorn. It's a little bit spicier, whereas my husband, mm-hmm. he likes to have the sweet chili sometimes because he's really like, you know, that one is pork, so that might be one that it has a great flavor, but some people don't eat pork. And the ginger teriyaki, the chicken. So I feel like with these different flavors, people can go to larissaskitchen.com to learn more about it. But it's not only good for you, it's not only like the real deal, real meat, it's great tasting, and the flavors are excellent.
Well, I love it. We'll also put a link up to Larissa's Kitchen's website on CyBrownMorningShow.com. Lisa, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today. You always have an open invitation to come to the show. And so just thank you for joining us today. Do you have any final thoughts, a final thought you want to leave with our listeners?
Yeah, if people have the opportunity, you can go to IamLisaLeslie.com to get my book or From the Court to the Boardroom. .com to find it, and I hope you guys really enjoyed. Write me, get me on Facebook, all of those, Instagram, and I'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
That's wonderful. Lisa, thank you so much. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. Just we had a great conversation with WNBA's great Lisa Leslie. Always remember, we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. I love you all, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.